የተቀመጠ ህገ መንግስት ነው መስተካከል ያለባቸው አንዳንድ የህብረተሰቡ ጥያቄ ቢኖሩ
You are listening to CITR on 101.9 FM. You've been listening to Tana Radio, a show in Amharic, an Ethiopian show. CITR is aired from University of British Columbia. And I'd just like to thank my friend Worku for taking over Kol Noredi in the last couple weeks. Thank you very much. Now transitioning into Kol Noredi, which means nomadic voice in Hebrew. And I am your host, Danya. Welcome back. Very nice to be back here in the studio and back to my show here. And thank you for returning with me. I have a beautiful, beautiful hour of music planned for us today. Some music from the Middle East, from Israel, as well as flamenco. I've been in a flamenco phase for quite a while now. I just can't get enough of it. There's also so much to explore within that world. It is a world on its own, flamenco. So we're going to listen to some more traditional forms of flamenco today, later on in the show, as well as some more experimental forms that have been born from the world of pop and jazz. Very beautiful, beautiful melodies. And so we're going to begin today with some music from Israel. And I'd like to encourage you to call in and let me know that you're listening today and let me know what you think of the music. The number here is 822-2487. Again, this is Kol Noredi. So, beginning with here, one of my favorite groups from this part of the world, T-Pex. They are a wildly eccentric group from Israel. They were formed in 1988 in the southern city of Sderot. And each member of the band hails from a diverse Jewish background. And as a whole, these cultures include Tunisian, Moroccan, Romanian, Syrian, Polish, Russian, and Yemenite. So the melodies really draw from these various heritages. They gained popularity by bringing forward traditional Israeli Oriental music and combined it with sort of light and humorous hints. But overall, this music is just absolutely poignant. At times funny and playful, very playful, but overall very affecting. And what is so unique about them is their compelling blend of very earnest and heartfelt emotion and fused with this wicked sense of irony really produces something very unique and beautiful. And so I'm going to play for you from this, T-Pex, from their album Neshika Ladot, A Kiss to the Uncle. And, well, we'll talk about it later and see what you think of it. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR.
שמה לב נמרח לאיפור מסביב לעין היא רואה שחור הנה השמלה נצמדת לה לגוף נשפכה לבירה והיא נרטבה בים הסתלקה לסימני ישן. הנה היא בורחת, היא רואה צבעים. אם יש את הטרנס שוכחת את עצמה. כשיבוא הבוקר היא תלך לישון. איך היא רוקדת לבושה בינתיים, והיא נועשת בלי לומר מילה. איך היא מתנדנדת כמו ספינה על מים, שכל מלאכיה בקבוק שלם. באגם הורמונים היא שוחה חזה. היא לא מגיעה כי היא כבר התרגלה. כשעושים לה חושך היא תמיד בוכה. איך היא רוקדת לבושה בינתיים, והיא נועשת בלי לומר מילה. איך היא מתנדנדת כמו ספינה על מים, שכל מלאכיה השתגעו בים. איך היא מתנדנדת על מים, שכל מלאכיה נטרפו בים.
Oh, that beautiful song called Kmo Sfina al Hamayim, like a boat on the water. That was, again, T-Pex, and they have been chosen Band of the Year numerous times by Israeli music, Israeli radio stations. And they are just such a proud band, and that comes across in their melodies. They're quite a cut above in their very liberal use of irony in their music. And if you understand Hebrew, or if you don't, you can hear the irony in the melodies themselves. But if you actually understand the language, you're really in for a real treat, because there's some very delicious linguistic play. Very incisive, brilliant comments on Israeli society, human condition in general, and kind of separates them from other Israeli artists. Not that there's not a lot of beautiful, brilliant talent that comes out of the country, but a lot of Israeli music does sort of tui into nostalgia trips and very, very sort of part of the canon love lyrics and reliance on past references, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but the point is that T-Pex is really, really quite unique. And so, again, that was T-Pex, one of my favorite Israeli bands here. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, this is CITR. And next we have here Idan Reichel Project. And I play them a lot, but they have now 3 albums, and each album is a world on its own. And within each album, each song is somehow also leading. leaves its own legacy. And somehow, although each song is so, so unique on each album, there's quite... there's just this sense that each track is at the same time completely necessary to make the greater whole of the album. And so their latest album that was released, I believe, early this year, called Within My Walls, we're talking about the Idan Reichel project. Idan Reichel is a keyboardist, composer, producer, and for this beautiful, very original project, he invited over 70 different musicians from a wide variety of backgrounds to participate in these recordings that now make the Idan Reichel project. He's long been fascinated by the music of Israel's growing population of Ethiopian Jews, and many songs feature members of Israel's Ethiopian community. The recordings also include Arab musicians, traditional Yemenite vocalists, percussionists from Suriname and South Africa, among others. And this new album... like the other two, is just absolutely so strong and affecting. And in fact, in this new album, he brings along, or he invites South American singers as well, a singer from Cape Verde, Rwanda. It's really quite an amazing, amazing collaboration. And so what I'm going to play off of this new album of theirs, Idan Reichel, Within My Walls, is actually one of the tracks here called Min Nahar Li Mishti, so From the Day You Left. And this is actually Shimon Buskila, one of my favorite male vocalists to come out of the country. He's Moroccan Israeli, and he's singing in Moroccan Arabic about his mother. And so this is the guest on this track of Idan Reichel project. This is Shimon Buskila singing along with the project. See what you think of this. You're listening to Kol Nodedi.
فين انتي لمويمة فين كنتي لحبيبة انا يجي منهر دمشيتي قاول عدي نعملوها بيا هلمولا نايف الراج علي يا ماما مشيتي وخليتيني آه يا ماما كيفاش خليتيني بلاش ونموت بالهموم نهار وليالي أنا وأنا دي بكيتي علي طول عمري ما ننسك يا رزالي ونموت بالهموم نهار وليالي أنا وأنا دي بكيتي عليا طول عمري ما ننسك يا غزالي ما ننسك يا غزالي ما ننسك يا غزالي
was Shimon Buskila singing along with the Idan Reichel Project, and that piece was called From the Day You Left, Min Nahar Limishti. And this beautiful album was released earlier this year, and it is just groundbreaking, like the previous two albums. Idan Reichel, the visionary producer behind the project, he began this journey with the goal of collaborating with musicians of many cultures to create something that crosses borders without political overtones. On this album, Within My Walls, he brought in a number of singers and songwriters, including Marta Gomez from Colombia, who sings the first and very sweeping grand entrance piece on this album. Meira Andrade from Cape Verde, who in fact I will play for you the song that she sings on this album. Somi from Rwanda and Uganda. Maya Avraham from Israel. Shimon Buskila, of course, who I just played for you, and a Moroccan Israeli. And each of these singers, as well as others, including Reichel himself, who I will play right after I finish speaking, take a turn on a song or two. But despite the fact that each song is entirely different from the rest in language, meaning, and cultural influence, as I was saying before, somehow they're really tied together by theme and production style. Reichel also brought in a 24-piece orchestra to add depth and cohesiveness to each song, many of which were recorded in mobile studios around the world with additional instrumentation added later. And the effect is a grand one, and you really feel that each arrangement on this album is a legacy on its own, each with a lush and very sweeping effect. So onwards, let's listen to more of this beautiful jewel of an album. We're going to listen to the 11th track here called Hakol Over, This Too Shall Pass. And then finally, Ojus Fisadu. Oh, I hope I pronounced that kind of okay. Called With My Eyes Shut, and that is the one I mentioned, sung by the singer from Cape Verde, Meira Andrade. But for now, this is Reichel himself singing Hakol Over. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR.
ונשכח היום הוא לא חוזר, זה רק כל קמת שבאור נחת, שהיום הוא כבר בוער יותר. מתוך שאין דרך חזרה והכל עובר, כל עוד יום עודף לו יום ולילה לילה, וכל עוד אין חדש על פני האדמה, טוב שרק נשארנו יחד וטוב שיש לנו למי לספר. למרות הכל אין דרך חזרה והכל עובר, כל פצע שהגליד ושוב נפתח, היום צורב יותר, הוא מתאחר ומתחדש מעצמו, ושוב פורץ הכל ומתגבר, כבר לא נשבר והופך למשבר והכל עובר. נשארנו יחד, וטוב שיש לנו למי לספר, למות הכל אין דרך חזרה והכל עובר, כל עוד יום עודף לו יום ולילה לילה, וכל עוד אין חדש על פני האדמה, טוב שרק נשארנו יחד, יש לנו למי לספר, למרות הכל אין דרך חזרה והכל עובר. שיש לנו למי לספר, למרות הכל אין דרך חזרה והכל עובר.
cree le base vida sembo amor.
Andrade, singing in Cape Verdean Portuguese. She is one of the guests on the Idan Reichel project, this newer album called Within My Walls, which I've been playing from for the last little while today, this morning. Meira Andrade was actually born in Cuba. She's only 24 years old. She is a Cape Verdean singer who now lives and records in Paris. She was born in Cuba, but actually grew up in Senegal, Angola, and Germany. And she spent, however, around 2 months of the year in the Cape Verdean island of Santiago. And her music is very much influenced by Brazilian music as well. So she is one of the newest and finest guests in this beautiful collaboration, which is the Idan Reichel project. And waiting with bated breath for their next album, although I'm sure it'll take a little while. Can't be too greedy. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, and this is CITR. I mentioned earlier today that we'll be listening to some flamenco music in its various forms, and that is what we're going to do. So, Xambao, one of my newest discovered flamenco groups, they have been sort of placed under the stylistic banner of Nuevo Flamenco or Flamenco Chill. They're definitely one of the finest experimenters, explorers of the flamenco tradition and reinterpreting this form and bringing it back anew. This album, Xambao's album called Con Outro Aro, Are, is really simply a stunning piece of work. There are some traditional instruments like acoustic guitar that you always find in flamenco, but there are also other instruments like the flute and the oud and others that are not typically associated with flamenco. So they're doing some very, very neat things. I'm going to play off of this album, which was released in 2007, a song called Duende del Sur. See what you think of it. This is Xambao, and you're listening to Kol Nodedi.
Que tú eres un ser mágico, con tu mirada todo es mejor.
That was the fourth and latest album of the group Shambao called Con Otro Aire. And I just played for you the song called Duende del Sur. This album has many of the celebrated sounds that they've come to associate with their iconic flamenco fusion style. And they kind of effortlessly lead you on a journey through the traditional nuances of flamenco, but incorporating modern electronic effects and techniques without really making you question the subtle interweaving of these seemingly disparate sounds. The lead singer, La Mariche, really creates kind of their feel. So arguably this album is sort of the most personal of theirs, of their four albums, and she herself created 9 of the 11 songs on this album and takes the lead on singing with them. She takes inspiration from situations which have influenced, concerned, or amused her, exploring national and global themes through both her music and lyrics. So it's a very intense album, but at the same time it's fresh and light and airy, but without being background music at all. A few tracks specifically are just very demanding, and you need to listen to them many times, and each time you do, new elements just emerge, and it's quite an exciting experience. Their music has kind of an earthy quality, and when coupled with string and percussion instruments from all over the world, definitely has a very worldly feel. So, in any case, that is Shambao, and I look forward to acquiring their other albums as well. That piece is called Duende del Sur. And now, onwards. You know, I keep saying one of my favorite, but I really mean it when I say it. And next, La Tobala. You know, this is just one album I can play over and over and over again. And usually you do, no matter what you think in the beginning, you usually reach a point where either you just need to step away or you tell yourself, you know, for the sake of my relationship with this musician, I need to step away for a while before I just start losing appreciation. But this has not happened with La Tobala. Her voice, something about her voice is just so emotional, so raw, and so melodic as well. So, La Tobala, this is her from her album, Language Pura. And I'll read from you a few of her quotes from an interview with her that I found online. But first, let's just listen to her. This is La Tobala, and you're listening to Col Nodedì on CITR.
Ay, ni la ni compra, ni compra, ni a un bateo, que
Just heard La Tobala, that was playing off of her album Lenguaje Puro. And when asked here, I'm just going to read you a couple snippets from an interview here from flamencoworld.com. She was asked, what differentiates this album Lenguaje Puro from your previous records? Now, La Tobala has 7 albums. She said, it's different because this is a flamenco album, whereas the previous ones were flamenco-style albums. There were flamenco styles, but they couldn't be cataloged as flamenco albums. There are albums out on the market that they say they're flamenco, but they aren't. We must be clear on what we do and not deceive. What does this record offer? She says, I've reflected on the album what I've learned in the nearly 20 years I've been in the cante world. It's not an album you can say has been prepared in so much time, but rather it captures everything I've experienced since I was a little girl listening to my mother sing. There were many little things I learned at home before ever getting up on stage. Many times things aren't premeditated, but rather they spring up just at the right moment. The process has been to recover what one has learned over time, but also to prepare cantes which are perhaps not so much in use now, like the caña or the mirabras. So again, that was La Tobala speaking about her career, specifically about her latest album that you just heard, which was a track from Lenguaje Puro. You're listening to Col Noredi, and I'm playing for you now some selections of flamenco music, both traditional pieces as well as flamenco fusion, as they say. explorations and investigations and reinterpretations of traditional strains of the genre, and reinterpreted and mixed up with jazz and other forms of music. And so on that note, one of the albums that I picked up off the streets of Madrid is Camela, and now I haven't been able to find out too much about them at all. This album that I picked up is quite the party scene, if I can say that. There's a lot of synthesizer, so that doesn't steal my heart in any way. However, there's a few just stunning songs on this album that was released in 2008 called Laberinto de Amor. So I am going to play for you one of the songs off of this album. This is one of the more beautiful pieces off of this. So this is Camela. You're listening to Col Nodo di.
Niña por las noche que me dio el tío del tambor. El tío del tambor, la noche que me dio, el tío del tambor, la noche que me dio, el tío del tambor. El tío del tambor se llevó toda la noche con la misma canción, se llevó toda la noche con la misma canción. Eso es así, eso es así, eso es así, el camino del rocío no te echo pa' dormir. El amarillo del trigo y el rojo de la amapola, el rojo de la amapola, el amarillo del trigo y el rojo de la amapola, el amarillo del trigo y el rojo de la amapola, y el rojo de la amapola son los colores bonitos de mi bandera española, son los colores bonitos de mi bandera española. El verde de la chumbera con la cabello cortillo, con la cabello cortillo, son los colores bonitos de mi bien de rocío. Entre los pinos verdes, chiquilla, te vi la cara. Ay, te vi la cara, entre los pinos verdes, te vi la cara, entre los pinos verdes, chiquilla, te vi la cara. Ay, te vi la cara, tú ibas con Sevilla, yo con Triana, tú ibas con Sevilla, chiquilla, yo con Triana. Hasta mi aca con un lebrillo al viento, hasta mi aca con un lebrillo al viento, chiquilla te dio guapa. Cuando parto una semana pa' salir de romería, pa' salir de romería, cuando parto una semana pa' salir de romería, en el barrio de Triana hay rotura de alcancía, hay rotura de alcancía, y te formo un divisa, me debe el puente tanto, que no he visto que se escape de tamaño laberinto, de tamaño laberinto. Y dice guarda la sorda mientras plancha tu vestido, ahí no tenemos una gorda, pero vamos a Rocío.
That was off of a very, very strong album, compilation album called Sevillanas. So it's a compilation of Sevillanas sung by Pepe Roca, Miguel de los Reyes, and Chano Lobato, who hails from Cadiz and actually was born in 1927 and just passed away this April, one of the legends of flamenco. And we heard some familiar references there to Canela, to the sense of cinnamon in the air, and to Triana, the beautiful bohemian neighborhood in Sevilla. So, again, that was featuring Chano Lobato, and that was off of a Sevillanas album here. And I'm going to end off here and leave you with a beautiful, one last beautiful flamenco piece. This is off of an album that somebody made for me several years ago, and some of the tracks are still a mystery in terms of exactly who, what, when. Well, the what you can figure for yourself and interpret and define as you wish. But this beautiful piece is called Primavera. And it is quite a melodic, emotional, beautiful piece, as so much of flamenco music is. And so I will leave you with this. Thank you for listening to another week of Kol Noredi. It's so very nice to be back. And just before I go, I just would like to say that I was doing a little bit of internet surfing. And if you check out Idan Reichel's site on MySpace, I've just discovered they're actually playing on Tuesday night in Seattle. So if you loved what you heard, which I can't imagine how you couldn't, they are playing, and I'm imagining along with their whole, all the guests, or many of the guests that you heard from the music I played today, they're playing this Tuesday, actually tomorrow night as well, the 10th and the 11th at the Triple Door in Seattle. So check that out if you want to see that show. They are magical. I've seen them several times, and you don't want to miss that. So check them out on myspace.com. Alas, I'm going to leave you with this beautiful flamenco piece. Thank you for those of you who called in, especially to my family. And enjoy this last piece. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR. See you next Sunday.
El deseo a mí me tiene desbocado. Siento que siempre pueden conmigo, llegan hasta provocar que yo me sienta derrumbado. Serenidad que busco y no la encuentro, y viene la ansiedad, con ella el miedo. Siento que siempre pueden deseo a mí me tiene desbocado. Un animal me siento a veces, un humano llevo dentro y crece en este mundo disfrazado. Voluntad en varias direcciones, la mente de